Let's see who's here. Chad, you're still here. Do you have something you want to ask?
Yeah, it's just the lampstands were just brought up. And I was wondering if the lampstands have anything to do with that little event I just had looking at the NASA space feed and the Ascension activation of the video.
Of course, of course. Now, was it live or was it Memorex?
There's no difference.
No difference. Very good. Perfect.
So do the lampstands, are those the lights that activate Ascension?
No. What do they do? Look at this. You did that. You did it firsthand.
Well, in both cases, with the NASA feed and then with the YouTube or the Skype video activation, it created this like illuminated moment in my sightedness of being able to see there's no live or Memorex. It's all retrievable and obsolescible.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain the dynamic of how that sensation relates to the lampstands?
Yes, it's inbox, inbox. It's a video. Bob will play it and explain it.
Okay, Chad, that's enough.
Kick his chair.
That's enough, Chad.
And then
thanks
play,
lot,
that, play the music
gotta,
and that'll explain it.
No, we're not playing the music. Okay, Brew.
Hey, Ion, how are you? I got questions about some chromosomes. When the RNA drops change...
Brew, be careful. Yeah. He probably is not going to answer you because I didn't play the music, but you just see if you can get him to talk, see if it works.
Okay. Ion, are you going to talk? Do you want to talk? Might have to play that music, Bob.
Oh, no, Bob doesn't have to do that. Bob's in charge. He runs things. He knows everything. He's got it. There's no problem. Bob's got it. There's no problem. See? Just watch Bob.
Yeah,
he'll show you how to do it.
Will you answer Kevin's question? Will you answer Kevin's questions?
Oh, no. It's no worry. that sunflower didn't mean much, did it, Bob?
Well, Ion...
Well, he hasn't asked a question yet.
Here's my question. The RNA drops change chromosome 14. Will the drops change any of the other chromosomes in your cells?
They'll all ascend, but you start with chromosome 14.
Can you explain that ascension process for the other chromosomes?
Same.
So the RNA will start to manufacture better chromosomes also besides 14?
No, that's not the right way to say that. The cells will just respond in the new environment. And when the new environment is achieved, then it is.
So the chromosome 14 creates the new environment for the cell. The cell begins to ascend, and then all the other chromosomes will change.
It's systemic.
At one time, you talked about using my mind to control computers. Could you tell me how I could grow this ability?
You don't grow the ability, you engage it.
How could I practice that? Is there a way to practice that engagement?
Systemically.
Systemically.
Yes.
Systemic. The definition of systemic, of or relating to a system, especially as opposed to a particular part. The example is the disease is localized rather than systemic.
Perfect.
Is there a technique that I could use to engage computers with my mind better?
Lather, rinse, repeat, yes. You're trying
could
to make the computer respond to you. We are. And we still haven't played the music yet. We're still pissed about that. But don't worry about it. We're going to catch that up real fast. It won't take but just a minute. But systemically, you'll see how this works. What happens is lather, rinse, repeat. We're going to explain the issue. Lather, rinse, repeat. You're trying to make the computer respond to you. And it's the other way around. It's backwards.
So I'm not using the computer. The computer is using me.
Correct. And now your question is, how do I make it respond to me? Or how do I make it bend to my inalienable will? That's the silly part.
I've seen small examples of this over the years, and nothing that I could reproduce. And I guess that's what I'm trying to do, is make it work all the time that way. Is there any other practice or any other technique that I could engage to allow that?
No, because you killed your position from your position, so no. Just keep doing what you're doing. It'll present itself. There'll be a new problem that addresses your causality. You have no reason to question your causality today, but you will. So just keep lathering, rinsing, repeating, and it will present itself, and then you address it. But if you address it before it arrives, you're going to be too clever by half, which isn't clever at all, and you'll become your very own non sequitur, won't you?
Is there a way to prevent any kind of injury while astral projecting? I've had some concerns in the past, and I just wanted to check with you to see if there is anything that could stop injury.
Well, that's the whole rub. I mean, you want it all and you want it now, but you don't want responsibility and you don't want to own it. There's your rub. That's the situation that'll present itself that'll ease you out of the non sequitur.
Is there a way for me to own it, as you said, Ion?
It's any argument whose conclusion does not follow from its premises.
You got me lost now.
Well, you'll get it right. Non sequitur.
Non sequitur. Is there anything else you want me to know now?
Get right. Don't let Bob hijack his show by not playing the music when he's supposed to, or there will be trouble.
You better play some music, Bob.
No, it's past now. It's over now. We're our overtime now.
I read over the passage from the Emerald Tablets about clearing the body of fear by using sound waves generated from the brain.
They don't produce that, so that doesn't work. Brain waves are not a frequency, they're a distortion. That's why they have to do an EEG to unsquirrel it. To be so squirrelist, they decipher the squirrel running the rats, running on the cheese. Through the maze, making new conduits.
In the Emerald Tablets, they say, send through the body a wave of vibration, irregular first and regular second, repeating time after time until free. Start the wave force in the brain center and direct it in waves from thy head to thy foot. So when they say, ascend through the body a wave of vibration. How does one begin the vibration? Is there a way for one to begin a wave of vibration?
Depends on your ohmage.
So if I have zero resistance,
some ionic bonds conduct electricity, others do not.
Is this a matter of just thinking or allowing?
No. Come on, man. Yeah. This ain't no brain thing. You can't get your brain thing to do the brain thing that is the wrong thing. That thing is wrong thing. Come on, man. Don't do the brain game. The brain game is going to get you in the same stain. You'll end up in the butt of Reverend Sting.
Well, I keep reading, start the wave force in the brain center.
We going to do the wave. We going to do the wave. Coffee don't bag's worth a damn.
Early better make some magenta.
Better. Go to Blue's Clues. That's where magenta lives.
Hey, I have two other questions for you, Ion.
Well, including that one, so there'll be two others, so it's a total of three?
Yep, that's right. I got to learn to count, yep. Did Vice Admiral Francois Bruy bring the Ark of the Covenant to the pyramids in Egypt for Napoleon?
No, it was a ruse. It was taken to Africa, out of Africa. Bob knows all about that. It was a diversion. It was diversionary.
I see.
But he did get a payment for the capstones on the pyramid.
Oh, so he was just sending some money checks.
Yeah, he was working hard for the money.
You keep bringing up a plague.
Yep.
I'm just wondering if nanoparticle colloidal silver solution will be able to kill it. Or stop it.
No.
Neutralize it.
No. No. It's a new hybrid.
Oh, really? So how about Yarrow or Sutherlandia? Would that be able to kind of neutralize that? So those herbs would not create an environment that the plague would not like then?
Correct.
Can you describe this hybrid that you're speaking about?
Yeah. Candida auris.
I think you brought up the topic of endotoxins. Is that involved with the Candida auris?
No, not the same way. Different side.
Well, Dr. D knows all about the Candida, so I'll let her figure that one out.
Okay, thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Ion.
Yeah, good questions, Kevin. Okay, is that Alyssa or Nate?
Hello, I'm here.
What's your name?
Alyssa.
Alyssa?
Alyssa.
Sure doesn't sound like it.
Where's
your usual bubbly self? Okay, do you have some questions for Ion?
Where's my usual bubbly self? It's in there.
Yeah, like right there. There it goes. We heard it.
All right. I've been raking leaves. It's been nice. And I've been laughing at how upset Ion was when you didn't play the music. Funny.
Yeah, he could have a tantrum any second. We're walking tender something, whatever the phrase is.
You better know it. You better know it. You ain't seen nothing yet. Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting Ion mad for the final days on the election. Hey, Alyssa, we're working him up for fucking election anger and venom. You know, we have to unleash him tomorrow. But is Alex Ward Rainey the guy that was on last week?
Yes.
Yeah, because I see him on my Facebook page or someplace. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
So I put my ad up in the Washington Post today.
Oh, excellent.
I did the cheapest one, the free one.
Good. That's the best one.
Yeah. And I'm going to have it run, I think it starts on the 10th. So I'll see what happens, and then we can go from there.
Well, don't you know what's going to happen?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, then you won't have to see.
You're right. I don't have to see.
Or you will see it. Maybe you're saying it that way.
Right.
You didn't see.
I will see. Yes,
oh,
I will
and we
see.
Even had to quote the Clinton News Network. This is terrible.
I'm interested in talking about Westworld. Do you want to talk about that?
Okay.
That's been a meme that you've been recommending. Obviously, it's an interesting storyline. The audience is aware of the game, and we're watching the players play the game. And that's relating to the game that we're playing, right? With creating the cloud and connecting
and
all the power.
It's a loop and a loop.
What are you talking about, Alyssa? A movie, a play, a performance?
The
show Westworld.
Westworld.
Oh, I'm watching that. Westworld. Okay. You're talking about Westworld.
Yeah, and he doesn't even like TV.
Yeah, I don't. You got to do something.
But it's hard.
You gotta do something, Bob. Play the music.
Yeah. No, you're doing pretty good.
Okay, so let's talk about the loops. So you're bringing up as a loop?
Okay, if Elsie discovers the sabotage, and if Bernard searches for the clues to the anomalies, the sector, though it's going to be abandoned, Teresa has to see what Ford's leadership is going to end up with if Lee encounters the new arrival at Westworld. You got to watch out, because Katie's going to fuck this up, because the Union garrison, their team's going to cross the border with the man in black. Okay?
Mm-hmm. So that's what's coming in the upcoming episode.
Oh, no. So. Sorry. Shit. Sorry. No, don't forget that. Get that. That's not out yet. Stop. Stop it. Bob's going to be so cross.
So Ed Harris is
nothing
the man
like
in
a little,
black.
Nothing like a little spoiler alert, eh?
Yeah, I was getting back at me for the
yeah,
music.
Yeah, he's getting back at you, but I knew.
I didn't even hear it.
I distracted Bob. So we did a tag team on you, Ion.
Well,
you leave
work,
Bob alone.
Talking to someone who's brain dead. I don't even know any of these names. I don't pay attention to it that much. I just look at the imagery, watch the guy stop the rattlesnake. He moved the whole plantation, and the woman was shocked. And the woman was the prime minister of Danish TV. She was in that great the Borgen series.
Oh, you related it to it. Yeah. Okay.
I'm not relating. I'm just recognizing her. She's now been in a couple. She was in the Tom Hanks movie, The Hologram for the King. Anyways, don't worry. I ain't taking. You can tell the whole story. I wouldn't know what you're talking about, Ion.
Right, because the Dallas corporate map starts with Mesa Gold. Yes. That's right. Cold storage.
So when the hosts are made, they look like the Vitruvian Man.
Yeah, relatively speaking, yeah.
Well, it's in a circle. It's in a circle. Is it?
In a loop.
It's in a loop. Okay, interesting.
See, Bob did that. Bob did that already when he got the codex, which we helped him get.
When Bob said we're going to reset the hologram of the 60s. Is that the loop that you're referring to right now?
The Trump Leo.
Okay, well, Westworld engages me. I like to watch it. It's fun to watch, but it doesn't seem like worth talking
we're
gonna
about. We're going to amp it up a little bit. We can't talk about it much because we get ahead of it, and then Bob gets cross, and he's so bored to death anyway. And, you know, and then he'll go back to those damn quadrants, and we'll really want to kill ourselves. Bob is the single most important aspect to ascension, because if you listen to that crap long, you will have to ascend or you want to die. So it's a good excuse to go ahead and ascend. Otherwise, the quacker quadrant will get you quack. It'll make you quacky. You'll be quacked up.
Clacked up. Last time when we talked, you said something about the tiny note to me. Is that Bob's chart that you were referring to?
Always.
So you were encouraging me to move through the quadrants to understand how to play them. Is that what you were recommending to me by bringing that up last time?
We don't recommend. Maybe you could apply a filter. Apply a filter.
Yeah, I'm interested in that.
Yeah.
When I asked you what the resonance of F sharp was, you brought up the "Where Was an Old Woman" song because it had 4 half-step modulations in it.
Excellent.
My tonal bass has shifted from F sharp to E flat, and I've been listening to music that is sharpening me, which you said... I said clarifying as well, and you said that applied. So this process that's happening, I like it, and I'm enjoying it, and I'm getting things out of it. Is that part of the balancing, the sharpening and then the flatting? Does that relate to ohmridge?
Well, yeah, that's the degree of resistance.
What is my ohmridge when my tonal bass is F sharp?
60,000 hertz.
And then what's my ohmridge when my tonal bass is E flat?
23,000 hertz.
Wow. No, I know I'm not getting too clever by half as much anymore, which I'm really enjoying. I'm not predicating things, making them too much of a thing. I'm flowing with it. I'm letting it come before me, go through me, and then move past me. So when I ask you the next question, I'm not trying to make it a thing. I'm just seeing what's ahead. So is there a new tonal base that you're going to bring me to, that I'm going to bring myself to?
Yes.
What is that?
We'll tell you in a minute. We can't get ahead of you.
Should I wait 60 seconds? There's no time.
Okay.
Do you want to tell me during another engagement or in this one now? I'm ready now.
No, sorry. That's up to Bob. He controls that. So you'll have to
chat
with Bob. Bob controls
that. Bob, play the music.
See, I'm controlling it by determining whether the music is happening.
See?
Well, Ion just showed me in other ways.
Oh, no, he's really going to play it.
One motherfucking question they always ask me. Do I get high off my own supply? Shut the fuck up, mind your business. Do I get high off my own supply? 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 Guess what? Hell yeah! 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 Hell yeah, I do get high off my own supply. Tell me what you know about staying up the whole night. It's a tiredness up in my body that I can't fight. So I gotta do a line of that cocaine, bruh. In my bag, cause I like to do a little coke, bruh. My kid always got that food up on his plate. Straight up. My family always got money in their bank. I'm a G up in these streets, you know I got that rank. And I ain't fucking that bitch if that pussy stank. It's 6 a.m. in the fucking morning. My cocaine and my dick got a moaning. Fuck Young Jeezy, I'm the real fucking snowman. Big Meech went up in prison and you went ghost, man. Bitch. Do I get high off my own supply? 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 Guess what? Hell yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah, hell yeah. I do get high off my own supply.
Take it how you want it. But that beef, I guarantee you that I want it. This ain't no image, dog. You don't fucking want it. I show up to your show and crack you with a bottle like Gucci, man, fool. I'm corrupt like the system. I done a lot of shit, but never been a victim. Once he up on the floor, my devil is gon' kick him. The world know that I'm real, the whole world, you done tricked him. Fake fool. Do I get high off my own supply? 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 Guess what? Hell yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah, I do get high off my own supply. Straight up, fool. That fake rapping ass shit. That fake ass image you got, boy. You ain't no dope, boy. Act right, bro, don't come to my city no more. I'll put a real pound on your head. Matter of fact, 50 racks for any piece of jewelry that fool got on. Act right like the song you jumped on when yo got it, fool. And don't come around here talking about you gon' put racks on my head. Cause the next show you do, I'll be there, motherfucker. And you better have more straps than T.I. on that motherfucking tour bus. Boom!
Yum.
Wasn't that delicious? Wasn't that delicious?
I made the right choice of holding off on playing that, didn't I?
Well, of course. But of course.
Yep.
Nothing we could do, Bob.
That's why
nothing
I accepted it.
True. There's nothing we could do.
What a horrible song.
No, it's right up there. Yeah. Put it in the Zapper.
They got a couple of guys that just out of jail.
Put it in the Zapper.
They walk
put
by the jail, and these guys just start screaming
in.
Into the camera.
Put it in. Put it in the Zapper quadrant, Bob. It'll fit right in.
Yeah, I just said Sinclair. Somebody dingles some Sinclair, drag some Sinclair through it, and you have a song. Okay,
yeah,
where are we at?
Funny how they're just yelling.
Behind the preposition. We're behind the preposition, Bob. We're behind the preposition.
Were you watching it, Alyssa?
No, I was just listening to it.
Yeah, something called Stitches, song called Facts, the band called Stitches. Is that the Stitches TV show? Is that something to do with the Stitches TV show I am? I know.
No. There's a Stitches,
okay.
But that's a clown. That's a clown.
They
the
were
Stitches
gangsters.
Is dead. Stitches
gangsters.
Is dead. They're dead.
You wouldn't want to say hi to them.
Yeah, no. Well, of course not. You shouldn't.
So
they're the kind of people
who
are not
things?
Allowed on Maui. That's who Donald Trump's going to keep out of the country. Those thugs.
Okay, I'd like to ask a few more things.
All right.
Well, Bob did play the music, so you might get an ass pass then. It'll be all right.
An ass pass. Okay, so the website that I just opened, while I was listening to that, I searched something, and then the second thing that came up from the search I clicked on, that was part of the connecting of the, listening to that song, correct?
Yes, of course.
Because I don't want to say too much, but I get what you're showing me. So
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna read
it's
that.
Not a glib cliche. It's not a glib cliche archetype. What it is the example that you're going to gauge. Maybe that's the way to say it. See, we're being clever too, aren't we?
Gauge, because that relates to electricity?
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell me my tonal base now? Will you?
No, we're not going to.
How about my hertz?
No more than 11.
11 is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, darling.
So last week you brought up Leopold II, that I'm closer to Leopold II. Can you give me another clue as to who I'm closer to related to him?
The Pomeranian Lord of Windsor.
Lord of Windsor. Does that relate to Windsor, Canada?
Ooh, no. Lord.
Checking. Hey, just checking.
Yeah, no.
That's a dog?
No, it's not a dog.
Okay. Pomeranian Lord. Well, I'll play that game. I'll go with that for a bit.
Well, if it's not a dog, then how is Katy Perry shoe at all?
Sarah, was that you?
Oh, yeah.
We like dark horse.
I'm just saying,
like
Ion, Missy Jade comes in and brings her dog Pomeranian, and she's like, nah. And she's, isn't that a Pomeranian that walks backwards in the Dark Horse video?
It is a dog, but that's not what we're referring to.
I know, I'm just being facetious. I thought I was on mute, so I'll mute myself.
No, you don't have to. It's okay, Bob. Bob's just freeballing today. He's been sowing his oats.
Is this Lord Frederick Windsor?
It is.
Oh, that's cute. It is? Okay.
It is, yes.
Okay.
Hey, what's the topic, Alyssa?
Katy Perry voting for Donald Trump.
No, what is it, Alyssa?
It's in the palm of my hand, Bob.
Now,
the opening noun.
Yes or no, no, maybe.
It was a straightforward noun that you said.
I just said Lord Frederick Windsor, and it came up because
what was the beginning of this topic? You asked about your gonads or something? What to do?
Yeah, my gonads. Yeah. Yeah. Leopold II of Belgium.
Leopold II. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Leopold II. Right. Okay, that's enough for you. We'll try to cram 10 more people in the next.
Thank you. Thank you so
much. We'll give them rapid fire.
You're most welcome. You're most welcome.
Good talking there, Alyssa. Thank you very much. Okay,
thanks, Bob.
So we would. Okay, Barbara, you got one question.
Will Trump help bring Coldplay bring it forth. Will you help bring Coldplay forth?
Of course you'll help. Gaines is back.
The what is back?
Who's
Gaines.
Back?
I didn't hear
Who's
it again.
Gaines? Is that a baseball player or something? Who's Gaines? Gaines
no.
is back.
Gaines.
Gaines. So you're referring to what I own in the market?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. When Trump talks about draining the swamp, is Hillary included
yes.
in that?
She's the cause of it. She is the swamp.
Will she end up serving time, or will she get pardoned?
Well, they covered that in the Al Smith thing, didn't they?
I don't know what that is. I'll have to look it up.
That was the dinner. That was the dinner
was
where
the
they Trump and them roasted each other.
Hillary bumped into him, and she said, "Pardon me." And he said, "We'll have to talk about that once I get into the Oval Office." So,
okay,
they're going to talk
it.
About that later.
Okay,
okay.
Barbara, that's it. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you very much. Good questions. Okay, who's
right.
next? Yeah, here's somebody sewn. Go ahead, sewn together.
Hi, this is Beverly. I am. Are you responsible for causing the delay in the World Series game, the last game, by
yes.
Bringing in that little cloud, rain cloud?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Oh.
We had to slow it down. Otherwise,
yeah.
the curse was going to hang on for another 108 years.
Yeah, I know that. Well, thank you. You made a lot of people really happy.
You know, it's so funny. People took things to the graveyard. People that were dead were banking on this happening so much
yeah.
that they are actually celebrating from the dead. It's very hysterical.
I'm sure. It's
yeah,
pretty...
great fun. With nothing we could do, we would have done it sooner, but who knew it was that important? So, go figure.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Dead
we're really...
Okay,
excited.
Thanks a lot, Barb.
What do they do?
Beverly, very good. Thank
sure.
you. Okay, next person.
He's punching the line. He's get along little doggies. He's trying to make the time count.
Okay, Bert.
Is there a specific reason, Ion, you had me going through Rosh Hashanah and Psalms this morning?
Specifically so you can find the Feast of Gedalia.
Is it start with the G as in God or a B as in boy?
How's your Hebrew?
Is it fast or feast, Ion?
A feast. But you can
okay.
fast, too.
G-I-D-A-L-E-A?
Come on.
All right. G-E-D-A-L-I-A-H. Okay, they're calling that fast, but you're saying it's a feast. So is it actually a feast?
We said you fast. But then it is a feast.
Hey, Bert, what was your opening noun? What are you studying in the Bible?
I just was looking through Rosh Hashanah and Psalms this morning and asked Ion why I was
okay.
looking through those.
Yeah.
And they said the feast,
okay, go ahead.
The Feast of Gedalia.
Right.
Wikipedia says it's a minor Jewish fast day from dawn till dusk to lament the assassination of the righteous governor of Judah. His murder ended Jewish autonomy following the destruction of the first temple.
That's right. Tov. Tov.
Okay, T-O-V-E. And that is the name signifying that event?
Yeah. Third year on the third
okay.
of Tishriel.
Okay,
after
that's
Rosh Hashanah.
Thanks a lot. Nice questions. Okay, Vincent.
Good for you. Good
Vincent,
for you.
Vincent 508.
Hi, it's Elise.
Okay,
hi,
go
Bob
ahead, Elise. You got the last question. Go ahead.
Super. Hi. I was at the chiropractor, and she tested the RNA drops, and she told me that my blood was turning crystalline. I was wondering what that means.
That's right. They are. Your blood type is changing. Your blood type is changing, and it is having a crystalline effect. Very good. Tell her thank you. You were very thrilled about it.
I did.
Very
I'm
good
also
of her
taking,
to notice.
She's a very good chiropractor. I told her about you, but I don't know if she actually listens to you.
No worries.
I was wondering about the restructure. I've been taking it as a meal replacement, but it makes me very hungry.
Well, then eat.
Also, my hips are hurting. I was just wondering, is there something I could do with my diet that would help me feel healthier?
Okay. Look at what you're eating and change the foods that you engage. Go a little bit more raw. Now, normally we say don't do that. We say go protein, protein, protein. But instead, go a little more raw. How about a little bit more roughage until you get a balance?
Okay, thank you very much, Elizabeth.
Then you can go
and
more protein.
Very good, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Thanks for the question.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Thank
luck.
You.
Good luck with crystalline blood.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye. Thank you, Ion.
Bye.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Ion.
Thank you for being a very excellent DJ here.
Yeah. Excellent.